Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump
MLB
on.
MLB is doing like the countdown of the greatest best plays.
Yeah.
And like number 47, like Ronald Acuna's first pitch of the season and parks it.
Yeah. I saw people frustrated with the list, though, and I agree because they remember that throw that he made? They had it like 57?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. How, I mean,
yeah,
maybe it's not number one.
Yeah, man.
But it's got to be in the top 10.
Haters gonna
hate.
Of all
the plays. I think he was just so casual. Like, I think they forgot like, how great it was because he did it so easily. I don't know. That thing should have been. That's one of the most ridiculous plays I've ever seen.
Yeah, man.
In baseball. But it was the 57th best play of last season.
So he better be. They better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
What's that, fellas?
What up, man?
Hello,
what
Devin.
Up, D?
All right, man. I know it's been a while since we done had a combo, so I'm gonna make this. I got a couple takeaways, not really questions. It's been a while, so just wanted to get some things off my chest. Number one, Randall, what's this out here about you smelling ass, bro? I don't like what I'm hearing, bro.
All right. So first of all, just like I told the upset that the people were having a meeting on our floor, and they had yams. All right. Now it was some thickums in there, don't get me wrong. But I was talking about the candied yams. Devin.
Food.
Listen.
Yes.
Listen, just so you know, A told me when I called, he was like, listen, they said, Randy, you smell the grown folks' seat when they stood up, bro. And they got up out the chub,
see,
bro.
See, that never happened.
Well, that's just gross,
that's
Devin.
That's just gross, Devin.
Come on.
I mean, come on, man. That's just gross.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
man,
y'all take everything so serious, man. Come on, Devin.
That's more of you than me.
All right, number two.
Okay.
All right, I'm sorry. All right. A couple weeks ago, y'all know we went to the Georgia-Texas game. Took my old lady down there. You know, she went to Kansas State. But after that weekend, she's a Georgia fan now. She done started decorating and stuff, so I think I've converted her.
Great.
So I'm proud of that.
Nice work.
Number three, Kyle Pitts is back a bum again. if you had to describe Kyle Pitts as a Thanksgiving dish, I don't even know if a dish, but I think he would be the Chipmunks. First off, they stink.
Oh,
right?
God. I knew you were going to say
two,
that.
you know I had to. Number two, you got to dress them up. You got to do so much to make them good. Not even good, just serviceable. You dig what I'm saying? I think that's the perfect way to describe him. Number four, nothing, man. I just miss y'all, bro. Hey, it's good to talk to y'all, man.
Happy Thanksgiving,
bro. Appreciate it, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I saw the pictures. Like, Devin's a good brother, man. And watching him with his wife and his kids on Instagram, you know, and then I got a chance to meet all of them.
Yeah.
That's a good brother. Much as I make fun of him, he's a good brother.
Yeah,
man.
No, he's a solid dude.
He's a good brother,
solid
man.
Dude.
the chitlin thing, I ain't gonna need that, man. Because chitlins are always good.
Mm.
Okay.
I know you really like chitlins.
Yeah, I like some chitlins. Again, they won't be
good. You've been the last to admit on Pitts, though.
Huh?
So that's good. Because you want him to be good.
Because I see the ability, man.
Not admit. You know what I mean.
Yeah, but
you know
it, just, mean. It pisses me off.
Yeah, it
you
should.
Know? And,
everybody.
Yeah, and I understand that part. But it just irritates me because I know how to play the position. And he is a different player or athlete than I was. Now, I could do what he does, but I didn't excel at it as he should, especially on the outside. But, yeah, it's just frustrating, man. It is.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. James.
And he can tell everybody else that blank that he liked to say. Can't tell me that, partner.
Oh, yeah, all the
– Yeah.
No, man.
You can't tell me that, partner.
James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, Andy, Randy, happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
I have two questions for you. First off, we play with Jets coming up. And do you think Aaron Glenn has done good as a coach? Or do you think he's done the best with what he has? Or do you think he's made some mistakes? And what do you think he could do to help improve the team? And secondly, I'd ask y'all about Joe Flacco. And, you know, I want both of y'all to elaborate why you don't want him in Atlanta, because like he brought the Browns like a playoff appearance, you know?
Yeah.
And then he put up
good like
numbers
3 years
for the Bengals.
No, all right, James. We appreciate it.
Go ahead. What you got?
Okay. And I wanted to ask y'all, what do you think about Easton Stick and Kyle Trask as far as trying to bring them up as developmental pieces to help out the team? If what Penix weren't to work out for whatever reasons, or we needed a
James, why are you so interested in developing somebody's third and second string quarterbacks and bringing some old ass Joe Flacco in?
I don't know.
You got a first round pick quarterback.
You do.
That's supposed to be good. But what was the first thing James said?
Has Aaron Glenn done a good job?
No. But I think Aaron Glenn's going to be fine because of all the picks they have.
Yeah.
Aaron AG's biggest thing he got to do, he got to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
He got to get a quarterback. Now, he got the ammunition to get whoever the hell they want in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with what they got, 4 first-round picks in the next whatever how many years?
Yeah.
So, I think that's the one thing about it. I think, they're looking at it, and I hope they're looking at it, from a standpoint of when AG and them got to Detroit with Dan, it was awful.
I hope so.
You know,
I hope that he's given the patience that they were given.
It was just as bad in Detroit when AG and Dan and them got there.
Because he inherited an awful situation in New York.
And so did Dan.
And it's gone awful. And I don't know why anyone would think that it would have gone any different.
Yeah.
I know they got some pieces on defense, but like their quarterback situation has been bad
since that's their fault
forever.
Because they thought Justin was the guy.
Yeah.
And so, but I think if AG, they have to give it time. That's my biggest thing.
Yeah, I think so too. With all coaches, like I want to see them really have a chance when they have an opportunity with a couple options.
What is it with Easton Stick with James?
I mean, it's just the next guy.
Oh,
you know, he's here.
Did you not see him?
If
play?
It was Kurt Benkert, still it would be Kurt Benkert. I give James a little bit of little slack here. He's just trying to come up with something, man. He's a Falcons fan.
Have you seen?
I've never seen Easton Stick play because he's never played.
Bobby Petrino, another letter from Bobby Petrino.
Oh.
To the Razorback Nation. Thank you for your support.
Oh, right. Well, this one probably go over a little bit better than the one he put in the Falcons players' lockers.
Get out of here.
All right, Mo's in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, Andy, Randy. Hey, I'm going to say it. I know Andy will probably say it back, but Randy probably not going to say it. Hey, man, I love y'all, man.
I love you too, Mo.
Yeah.
There you go, bro. Hey, and the reason I say that, to be honest, I'm not trying to bring the show down at all. My aunt passed early this morning, and you just don't get the opportunity to tell people that you love them. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, everybody give people your flowers during the holidays. So, to Devin. I ain't heard Devin call in forever. I thought that man was on punishment. I thought he called in and said something stupider than what I would have said. But Kyle Pitts is actually the green bean casserole of Thanksgiving. For those that want it, they want it, but everybody else like, I'm not messing with that. Don't put it on my table. What's your favorite dish? What is the dish that you have to have on Thanksgiving, fellas? And I'm going to end it on that, man. Again, love y'all, man. Great show. And thank y'all.
Love you too, Mo.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Kyle Pitts, because like not everybody wants Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Like the Thanksgiving dish that he would have to be would be the one that's supposed to be really good, but then never is. I don't know what that is.
Turducken.
But I've never had that. I don't know. I still want to. I like duck to eat.
One of my coaches called me a long time ago. Coach Leonard was my tight end coach in St. Louis. Love you too, Coach. He texts me every damn holiday.
Oh, that's nice.
Texts me every holiday.
Now, I do agree with Mo's sentiment.
What?
Tell people that you love that you love them.
But why
before
Mo
it's
always
too late.
Doing that, man? Mo always. I mean, Mo.
I always know when Mo says I don't mean to bring the show down that he Mo, is going to tell us. Something
and I got so much
pretty sad.
And I got a lot of love for that brother, man. I really, really do. I appreciate Mo and everything like that, man. But damn, Mo. We having a good time. We finna go. We all talk about it. We got 90 bushes, and I hate the ain't to die. I do, brother. All right? It's for especially around the holidays and everything like that. But Mo, text us first and then before, all right? Okay? Damn. And no, I'm not going to say that back. That's Andy's thing. And it's always been anything. But I do got a lot of love for you, Mo. Just like I got a love for Devin out there in Kansas City. I like the – and my man Brandon. I mean, it's all – everything in life is fun,
It's all fun. Genuinely love – everyone that listens to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, man. We great. I mean, it's Thanksgiving. You remember when you were a kid?
I love this.
You remember when you were a kid and you sit at the table, give me what you're thankful for? I'm thankful for all y'all, man. I really am.
I really am.
It's just freaking awesome that y'all let us spend, you let us spend the day with y'all, man. It's freaking awesome.
You ever think about all the different places people might take us?
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Because a car, work, stuff like that. But
I'm talking about the guys.
Czech Republic.
Yeah, those places. In Sweden and all that stuff. And then my man's up there hunting buffalo in Wyoming.
Yeah.
I mean, that means so freaking much,
It really does.
It's so cool that y'all think that much of us that, you know, you'll take us places.
Yeah.
And it's just freaking awesome.
Thanks to the Odyssey app for allowing that to happen as well, or however you listen to the podcast.
It's freaking awesome.
No, it really is cool. And even, look, we felt this way for a long time. This year has been extra special.
Oh,
also.
Yeah.
So thank you
Ka-ching!
For that. Thank you for
Ka-ching!
That as well. I really love that.
Yeah.
To Bobby's in Brookhaven. Hey, to Bobby.
Hey, Andy, Randy. Wishing y'all a happy Thanksgiving.
Back at you.
Three things, all quick. First thing is, I have a new sworn enemy, and that is the sock monster, because I'm washing my son's clothes before he gets here, and it eats socks. Like, baby socks are the worst, y'all.
Nope.
Bruh, there's nothing worse than that. Because I wear socks now, because my doctor wanted to wear more tennis shoes, so I got to wear socks more. But between my wife and 14 pairs of socks a week, Samson, we're changing socks 3 times a week. And then Sebastian, and you know, I don't know if your mama like this. I know my mama like this. Mama's come to the house tomorrow. I know Donna's buying bath socks. Because the old school grandma all the time, why that baby have no socks on his feet? Why that baby have no socks? To Bobby, I know for a fact that Donna bought Bash some socks. It was like 10 pair in there. Only got 2 pair left. He don't know he don't like socks. He's like his daddy.
Okay.
So as soon as we get home, he takes sock shoes off. But dude. The dryer in socks is the worst thing ever.
You dress in most days,
yes,
right?
Yes.
How are you about mismatched socks?
I don't.
Can you put mismatched socks
on myself?
On yourself?
Oh no!
Can you put mismatched socks on other people?
Yeah,
I can't do it. That's like my number one OCD thing.
Really?
Socks got to match.
Really?
I don't know why. I I get a physical reaction to having mismatched socks.
Really?
You'll never see me with mismatched socks on ever once. Never one day. Every day we've worked together, my socks have matched.
I never paid attention.
Like, I love socks.
Like this has been the most times in a row since we've been together that I've worn socks.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that didn't come out right.
We've been working together for a long time.
Damn, that didn't come out
Even
right.
Jack, like, you got to wear socks that match.
Dude, I don't care, but between Bash losing his socks and then my wife having her socks everywhere because she has us work socks and she has workout socks. And then you're sitting there like, okay, then Samson. I asked Samson the other day. I said, bring your clothes down. Bring your dirty. I don't got a dirty clothes. Well, just bring the basket out. And it was 10 pair of socks.
Just socks?
Just socks.
Huh.
10 pair of socks and 4 pair of drawers. So I'm like, so you just going to school with your ass out, huh?
Huh.
Yeah.
The one thing my wife won't, she does the laundry for the most part, but she won't match socks. Not a sock matcher.
Oh, dude, I hate
But I
that.
Like matching
I
socks.
I hate that, dude.
I don't know, something about that, too. I don't know.
I hate it.
I like socks.
I hate socks.
We've gotten to the bottom of that.
I hate them. I'm
a big sock guy.
I hate socks.
Keaton's in Atlanta. Hey, Keaton.
Yo!
Hello, Keaton.
Hey, I hope y'all are having a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday week.
We are.
I'm ready, personally, tomorrow for that beans, greens, tomatoes, potatoes, slam, ham. You name it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, I'll be honest, I had another question in there that I was going to plug in, but I forgot what it was. But I will say this, it is hate week, and, you know, I might not be like the other callers. I'm not going to ask for your love, Randy, because you know what I'm going to ask you. What's the good word, baby? I hope y'all have a good holiday weekend.
All right, brother. All right, to hell with Georgia Tech.
There you go.
The hell with Georgia Tech is a good word. Dude, with 5.5 sacks, Calais Campbell has invested a $500,000 bonus. Good for him. Wow. And then he can double that if he gets 2 more sacks.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
That man's 40?
Hell yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Goodness gracious.
Hell yeah.
We thought when he came here and got that 100th sack,
yes,
that was kind of it. And he's played 2 more years since then.
Yes.
And still been pretty effective.
Yeah, man.
And a great dude as
Freaking
well.
Freaking awesome.
He's a great guy. All right. Well, you want to get the takeaways of the day?
All right.
Okay.
Get out of here a little early. Andy is a sock guy, which I had no clue. And again, we just said it before our thanks and everything. And obviously, we do a big thing on New Year's Eve and everything. But truly, man, y'all be safe. Eat well. Don't be the drunk uncle, cousin, daddy at the damn house getting in the damn fights. And let them damn kids eat first.
You know what not to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Just avoid it.
Yeah, man.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You're not going to win. You're not going to lose.
No.
Just watch the football. Eat the turkey. Yeah, no.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Thanks. Thanks for the year. Thanks for everything. It's awesome. We love it. We love you. Randy said Donna PI, which was really funny. That made me laugh.
That's my wife is a private investigator, man.
All wives are.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
Andy says he likes going and doing it, and he likes doing it by himself.
I prefer
her.
Her, but push comes to shove.
Guys got to do what the guys got to do. We got 2 kids. We know what that 6 month, that 6 week window's like. Y'all be safe, man. Y'all have fun, man.
Talk to you on Monday.
Watch out now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.